We're joined live in the studio by Azeem Ward, an underbelly otherwise known as Timmy. How you guys doing?
Superb.
Excellent.
I'm not surprised you've just performed at Turn It Up. How'd that go for you guys?
More than we would ever expect it.
Like,
was great.
Extra hot on the Perry Perry scale.
So how does it stack up compared to the other places in the UK you visited?
It was definitely more of an intimate type of vibe.
Yeah, last night we performed at Liverpool Uni and it was like in a huge venue, like 3,000 capacity or some crazy number. But I think there's equal value in performing to large crowds and also a crowd like yourselves, because we could interact with the audience a lot more and we could, you know, really see people's faces and their reactions, and just, you know, it was a lot more homey.
Is it the first time you've been to the UK, both of you?
Yes, sir.
I was very briefly in London with my parents, but all we did was just look around at museums and be very, very touristy. So it didn't give me any flute recitals for you.
No, it also
didn't really give me an indication of what the culture was really like here, especially around uni. So this is pretty much my first time experiencing any of that. So
yeah, how does it differ, the university here, than in the States?
More of a community, I'd say.
Yeah,
in a positive way.
There's no equivalent in unis in the U.S. to a real student union. So I work on the organization on campus that books all the artists for shows and stuff like that, but there isn't really a cohesive group that organizes all the student activities, and there's no real equivalent to Freshers Weeks either. So you just basically just jump right into school without, you know, the whole first week of just partying.
Yeah. Now, you guys met at university, right, in America?
Correct, yeah.
Were you friends with Azeem throughout the senior flute recital?
No, I had seen him around once before because we had both recorded performance videos for a thing called UCSB Amplified, but we only really started talking after the flute recital blew up and I saw him perform at an open mic off of campus. He was doing like a flute beatboxing routine and I was like, hey, you want to jam sometime? And then he was like, yeah, sure. And then about the second time we jammed, he asked me to come to the UK with him. So this whole summer I've just been preparing material, music, wow, and also booking all the gigs ourselves through lots of emails.
Azeem, what were your friends' reactions when they found out about the senior flute recital blowing up like it did?
They're like, Azeem, what's happening? What's happening to you, man?
Did you know at the time, like, were you like, what is going on as well?
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't be like, yo, what's going on? I don't think anyone would be so cocky to say, yo, I'm getting famous right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's kind of dumb, but I was definitely overwhelmed, and I kind of got used to it. I feel like I'm getting used to it now. It's just like, you know, people listening to our music and enjoying it and us interacting with them.
Yeah, what did your parents think when you told them, first of all, that, oh, my Facebook event's got 100,000 people going, and then said, I'm going to go tour the UK? What were they thinking?
I think my dad's like, oh, son, you're doing good. You know, congratulations to you. He didn't, like, really understand how weird it was for it to all happen. I think my mom supports everything that I do, yeah, and she was always following the whole thing, and she wasn't, I don't think she really understood how weird it was either, but regardless, she's just supportive. So she's like, congratulations, keep doing what you're doing,
yeah,
type of thing.
And what's next for Azeem X Underbelly? Where are you off to after Nottingham?
We're going to a radio launch festival at King's College this Thursday.
So that's London?
Yes.
How long are you there for?
We're there for a day, and then we're going to be heading over to Birmingham.
Now, before we finish, there's this thing we have in the UK sometimes. Not really a thing, but it's a thing that's happening now. Do you have football teams, as in soccer teams? Do you support a team?
If anything, I'd say it would either be Chelsea or Arsenal.
Okay. And Timmy, do you support a team?
I don't really follow sports, so I'm not qualified to
Until
say anything.
Until now. Because right now I have the 92 teams of the Football League loaded into a random name generator, and we're going to choose football teams for both of you.
Let's do it.
I expect you to go to all the home games. I know it's going to be a 1,000-mile trip, but you're going to do it. Or maybe you'll just say it in name. That's who I support. Right.
Okay.
We'll go for Underbelly. Timmy, you're up first. Here we go. Oh, it's Birmingham City. Birmingham City, so you're going to be going there. Are you going to catch a game while you're up in Birmingham?
Of course. I have no choice. I'm a true fan.
Exactly. So you'll be heading down St. Andrews in just under a week's time. Now, Azeem, here we go. Let's hope for, you want Chelsea or Arsenal, ideally, don't you? Well, let's see.
Dun, 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 dun,
Oh, he's got West Bromwich Albion, which are actually also pretty close to Birmingham. So okay. You could both kind of like separate off and go to your respective grounds if you
are
want
we
to.
Rivals?
Sorry?
Are we, me and him, rivals now?
Yeah, kind of. Not big rivals.
Well, I think
rivals.
I'm just in a whole nother league. I think, you know.
You are actually in a whole nother league. You're actually in the league below them.
Yes.
Oh.
Birmingham are below West Brom in the league, but
say what?
Both teams with big history, and I'm sure you'll enjoy creating more history while watching them. Azeem and Underbelly, thank you so much for joining us. Again, an amazing set, and hopefully I hope you the best in the rest of your UK tour.
Thank you for having us. Yeah, thank you.